Government and labor unions have ended their crunch meeting to deal with the strike by the unions with no decision reached on both sides. Our correspondent Doreen Nampofu was there, and then she told Rebecca Ekpe what happened.
Doreen Nampofu, government and labor unions, we understand, are in a crunch meeting now. Has the meeting ended or is still ongoing?
Well, the meeting has just ended. There was no decision made. They didn't come to any conclusion. According to both sides, well, we were not able to even speak to those from the government side because they were tight-lipped. They say that try and then work this thing out, and they are hopeful that by tomorrow the labor unions are going to get back to work. But we spoke to the representative of the labor unions, who is Mr. Reynolds, for two things, and he's saying that today's meeting was not anything about 20-year pensions contributions. That today's meeting was just because of the fact that, you know, government has pursued the labor unions, because they say their actions are illegal. So government sued the labor unions. And according to information received this morning, government had thrown that suit aside. But with talking to the labor unions, they said that no, they have not received any communication yet, and that today's meeting was necessarily to get government to stop the suit, so that they can go back and then talk to their lawyers and then come back and then talk to government again. So that's what happened today. And government was represented by the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Harold Naidoo, his deputy, Baba Jamal. We had Felix Kwasi-Fos, who is the Deputy Minister of Communications, attending. We had a rep from the National Security, Mr. Smith Graham, the boss of the Salaries and Salaries Commission, was here. And then we had a rep from the National Pensions Regulatory Authority. The labour unions have, for some time, I'm saying that government should not be the one speaking for the National Pensions and Regulatory Authority. They want a rep from there to speak to the issue. So I believe he was here to also show the labor unions that, yes, indeed, they are listening to them and they are ready to also sit to them and talk to them about all that is happening now.
Now, you indicated that there is no decision as at now.
Yes.
So the only thing is that the labor unions right now, they're still on strike. And
the labor unions are still on strike now.
They are still on strike, and there's really no decision as we speak.
There's no decision as no decision at all has been made.
But as you went around, I know that the meeting was closed doors. Did you pick any information at all besides what you've picked up?
Well, as I mentioned earlier on, the government was quite hopeful that by tomorrow is going to, the labor unions are going to stop the strike and then go back to work. But the labor unions are saying, well, they can't say anything about that. They have to see their lawyers first. And their lawyers are saying that they have up to 8 days to come to finish with this, to deal with this issue. So they have to see their lawyers first. After they've seen their lawyers, then they are going to come out and then talk to government. So that's just it.
Okay, but then nobody seems to be talking about the effects of the strike, right? The children are not in the classrooms, and then, you know, some are in private schools, are in the classrooms, the government schools are not. Nobody's talking about the poor children that are there and, you know, the effect on them. Nobody seems to be talking about that, Doreen.
No, nobody has really spoken about that. Their main focus today is just to talk to the labor unions and find a way of getting them back to work.
Thank you very much, Doreen Nampofu.